Okay, everybody, please stand. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet and light unto my path, whose words will hide in my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior's kingdom and stands, one Savior, crucified, raised in the coming again, with my liberty for my belief. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Somebody finally got around to making prayer lists. I'm going to give you all one that way. If you got a name to add to it, you'll add it to it and then on that paper and then give it back to me then. Or you can show it to me where I can put it on the master. And we'll get a get you all everybody that you want on the prayer list on there. And then each month I'll make a copy and we'll do that.
Thank you, Bruce.
The construction on the bathroom upstairs. We'll get that thing completed as quick as we can. That way you can, won't have to go up and down them stairs to go to the bathroom. All right. So just pray the Lord help get it all worked out and everything works out good. And we'll work hard to try to get you what you need. All right. All right, our prayer list: Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, the Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Buff, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Ken Brown, Jordan Schrantz, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, and Randy Winstead. All right. Does anybody got, like I said, if you've got one need to add, add it and then show me where I can add it to the master. Okay. Has anybody got anything on their heart this morning before we come to pray?
Can it good be here this morning? Thank God. Amen.
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 Go ahead, Rosa. You got two standing up at once. It's fine.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. Thank you, the Lord, for all the blessings He gives to us every day. Thanking Him for my family. And thanking Him for giving me the privilege to be here this morning.
I just thank the Lord for saving me and all these blessings, and just act up just to be praying for family and police. And you need to put on, and I don't know, for Caleb.
Amen.
Amen.
Remember that.
Thank you.
Amen.
Glad to have you with us. You're welcome anytime. And there is a special prayer request for Mike and Christina Morgan. So if you don't mind praying for them. And
amen.
Hopefully they will be with us tonight. I think they're coming back tonight. I think their Christmas play's done. And so let's pray that the Lord bring them back. And they'll be with us on Sunday nights. All right.
Amen.
Okay, all that can will come to parade, and we'll have a few songs. We ain't done in a while. $385 at the bottom. $385 at the bottom. Softly and tender, cling to Jesus. We haven't done it in a while, haven't we?
Yeah. Softly and tender.
Calling for you and for me. See them at the portals, he's waiting and watching. Watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are wounded, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, oh sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading? Pleading for you and for me. Why shall we linger and heed not his mercy? Mercy's for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, oh sinner, come home. Passing for you and for me. Shadows are gathering, deadlights are coming. Coming for you and for me. Come home, come home. You are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, oh sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised. Promise for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon. Pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. Shall we gather at the river where bright angels' feet have trod, with this crystal tide forever flowing from the throne of God? Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flowed from the throne of God. On the margin of the river, washing up its silver sprays, we shall walk and worship ever all the happy golden days. Yes, we'll gather at
hearts will quit.
thanking him for all his blessings he gives to us every day.
Amen.
Just pray for me.
Amen.
God sent his song, they call him Jesus. He come to love, heal and forgive. He live and die to buy my pardon. And the grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he
He will supply my thirsty soul. Feel my deepest lonely, darling, done again. Is my soul inspiration, my heart concentration, is my everything. He's all I need.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless her. Anyone else for a song this morning? Anyone at all? Okay, if not. Let's see if they can come on up and get the offering. Is everybody comfortable? Is it too cold in here? Too cold?
May have got some of this the other one.
Might have moved the shade because I just turned the temperature up. All right. Good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to be in the book of John this morning, chapter number 14. Verse number 1 is where I'm going to start reading. All right. Yeah, you can stay seated, sir. It's fine.
I fell. This time is sober.
That's fine, sir. You can just go ahead.
Yeah.
You'll be all right. All right. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Amen.
And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, We know not whither thou goest, or how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way.
Amen.
Amen.
The truth and the life.
Amen.
No man cometh to the Father but by me.
Amen.
Put your hand and pray for us. Church, and that's the purpose, is to worship. And you know, I preached last week a lot about, you know, the gospel, spreading the gospel. And we found last week that, you know, the Hebrew meaning for gospel is good news, to spread the good news of Jesus. And folks, that's what we need to be doing. We need to be teaching and preaching and singing and telling people about Jesus.
Amen.
And he said, preacher, you keep hollering, spread the gospel. Spread the gospel. We know the gospel is Jesus. The good news about him. And I'm going to be honest with you folks today. I'm making chapter 14 here, verse number 6, is where I'm going to be preaching this morning. Jesus said unto him, I am the way.
Amen.
The life, or the truth, and the life.
Yep.
And I'm going to be honest with you. To me this morning, that's how we spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We made known to the world that Jesus is the way.
Amen.
You know, they come up with all kinds of stuff in this world. It just more or less just takes people away from God.
Yeah.
Away from Jesus. You know, they come up with all this stuff that they can, you know, different religions. And I'm saying religions in the fact of you know, people believing in something. I mean, it's instilled in each and every heart of every person to believe in something. You know, people say, well, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. Well, I got news for you. You got some kind of religion in there. There's something that you put your hope and trust in if it ain't nobody but yourself. What's that? You're worshiping yourself. You're believing in yourself. You're believing in what you can do. I'm going to tell you, church, I have found in my life that I need Jesus.
Amen.
He's the way in my life. He is the first thing in my life. Christy said it. In her eyes, I'm second.
Yep.
God's first. He is the way. And that's what we need to be teaching people today, that Jesus is the way.
Amen.
You know, your bank cards is not the way. Your job is not the way. Your home, your cars, your possessions, that is not the way. And you say, preacher, what do you mean by the way? It's all instilled in each and every one of us. Like I said, even those atheists, there's a place that they want to go. You know, people who don't believe in God, they think, well, you know, this is it. This is life. After this, there's no more. Well, guess what? This is their heaven. This is what they believe in, is what is here. It's like I preached to you a few weeks ago, folks. We're just pilgrims passing through this. This world is just a place where we're passing through. It is the path that takes us to the next life.
Amen.
And that way, that path, is going to be Jesus.
Amen.
It is, plainly says right there, no man go before God to the Father, but by me. Jesus is the only way to heaven. Jesus is the only way to God. Jesus is the only way to eternal life.
Amen.
All those other ways that mankind has come up with to try to take the place of the way of Jesus taking us to heaven ain't gonna do nothing but take us where? To that wide, broad, destructive road. If Jesus is not the way, all other ways does not lead to heaven. It does not lead to God. It does not lead to eternal life. But it leads to death. It leads to hell. And an everlasting death in hell. Jesus is the way.
Amen.
So what we need to be telling the people out there in the world, look, the way that you're going is not the right way. Jesus is the way.
Amen.
Who's one of those little? You may got one of the pledges. Look at something right here. The very first one. Pledge to the book. Holy book. Jesus is a light unto my feet. A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The Word of God. It's Jesus.
Yeah.
He is the way. Right here plainly in our pledge that we made.
Amen.
A lamp into my feet, a light into my path.
Amen.
Jesus is the only way.
Amen.
That we're going to make it into a better life. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. God has blessed me with a good life here on this earth. He's blessed me. I'm going to be honest with you. I think that God has blessed me more than I should ever receive.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you what, this ain't the better life. This is not the better life. It isn't the fact that I'm a Christian, that I'm saved. It's better than it was when I was lost.
Amen.
But I'm looking for something. Preacher had exceedingly more than what is here.
Amen.
This, folks, what we are experiencing in this life is only a drop in the bucket. It is nothing compared to what we're going to receive when we get to heaven.
Amen.
And the way is Jesus.
Amen.
He is the way. That is a thing that the world out there is missing today, is they don't know the right way. The Bible teaches them to bring a child up in the way it should go. Well, I'm telling you, our children out there in the world is not being taught the way that it should go. It's being taught the way that society says it needs to go.
Yeah.
And that's a big difference. There's a difference between the way we think things should go and the way God knows it should go.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Jesus is that way. And if you're following any other way, but through the steps of the Lord Jesus Christ, then we are, in fact, on the wrong way. And I'm telling you this morning, I know that I'm walking in the path that I should be walking, because it is the path that the Lord has made for me.
Amen.
Now, your path may be different, but it still leads to the same place. If you're following the way that God has put it in your life.
Amen.
God knows, folks, that each and every one of us has a different path, but all our paths are leading to the same place, as long as it's the path that Jesus has put us on.
Amen.
He is the way, in His way. Amen? Now we see here, Jesus is the way. But we also find in the same verse that He's the truth.
Amen.
And right there is where a lot of folks have really messed up, because they don't know the truth.
Yep.
Let's ask you a simple question right here this morning. What is the truth? Let me tell you what the truth is. One word. Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is the truth. If you're following after a way, if you're in a path that does not have Jesus as the truth, if you're following in a way where there is no Jesus involved, just a God, you're not following the truth. You don't know the truth. I'm going to tell you something, church. I did not know the truth until the Lord saved me. Then I knew the truth. He is the truth.
Yes.
And in Him there is no lies.
Amen.
The Bible tells us what? That the devil is a liar and the father of it. But I'm going to tell you something. God's the truth. And He's the father of the truth.
Amen.
Which is Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
So if your way doesn't have Jesus as the truth, then you know you're in the wrong way.
Yeah.
And Jesus is the truth, because God can't lie.
Amen.
God said that this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased.
Amen.
That is a witness that we have here in the book of John in chapter 3 that confirms the fact that Jesus is the truth. He is the Son of God. There ain't no ands, ifs, or buts, or maybes, or might-sos. He is indeed the truth. He is the Son of God.
Amen.
He died for me on an old rugged cross. He shed
Amen.
His blood for me that I might have the opportunity in my time to receive Him as my Savior.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad this morning, glory to God, that I know that Jesus is the truth.
Amen.
And in Him is there's no lies.
Amen.
If you're looking in religion, and I'm saying religion, that has a God but no Son, then you're on the wrong path. It's the wrong way.
Yep.
The wrong way. But we have here the way, the truth, and guess what? Jesus has. He is the life.
Amen.
He's the way. Mm-hmm. He's the truth. And He is life.
Amen.
Before I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, there was no life. The only thing I had to look forward to was death and dying and going to hell.
Yep.
Before I received the Lord Jesus as my Savior.
Yep.
When I bowed down there at Jacob's Fort Baptist Church in that old prayer room down there in that cold metal chair. And I asked the Lord to forgive me of my sins. That day I got something. Eternal, everlasting life.
Amen.
That day the old man died and the new man got up. And that life would not be possible without Jesus.
Amen.
Because the devil does not bring life. The devil brings forth destruction and death.
Yep.
But Jesus brings forth that everlasting life. I will, you know, me and Christy, we went some time back and we had our funeral arrangements all took care of. Yeah, this old body's going to have to lay down some time or another. But the soul and the spirit that lives on the inside is just going to carry on.
Yeah.
And when that trumpet sounds, when that great resurrection morning comes, when God looks over at His Son and says, "Son, it is time to go home and get, it's time to go get your church, your bride, and bring her home."
Yep. Yeah.
That old body, wherever it may be, it's going to get up and it's going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
It's going to be joined with that spirit and that soul. And glory to God, we're going to go be with Him there in heaven forever and ever.
Amen.
And it's like the old song says, there's no graysides on the hillsides of glory.
Amen.
No more death.
Amen.
No more sorrow. No more pain. I was telling Preacher Adam, we was trying to come up them steps this morning. I'm like, man, I am so sore. And I didn't really work out hard yesterday, but I'm sore. The pain. I'll be so glad to get rid of the pain.
Amen.
But that new life, I've already got that new life. I claim it. It's mine.
Amen.
But the only dying I done was there in that prayer room.
Yep.
When I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Don't fear death. Mm-hmm. Because I've already experienced it. Sure, nobody's going to have to lay down. I mean, Genesis chapter 3, dust thou come, dust thou will return.
Yep.
Me and Christy will go to dust a little quicker than anybody and some of the others because we're going to be cremated, but still.
Yep.
Dust is dust. And God, with God, God, all things are possible.
Amen. Amen.
That new body. Folks, think, have you ever just really stopped and thought about that new body? One like His. Perfect. See. You know, I just don't know what I just don't know what to think about having a body that ain't experienced sin.
Amen.
But we see here in these verses, I am the way.
Mm-hmm.
I am the truth. And I am the life.
Mm-hmm.
And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. In other words, folks, there is no shortcuts. You cannot go around Jesus.
No.
This world will come up with all kinds of different things.
Yep.
They'll come up with all different kinds of ways. They'll come up with all these. You know, I was watching a video this morning. It just flipped me out how gullible people are. You got this bunch that literally think that the world is flat. That's how gullible they are. That's how they can be deceived. I mean, you look. The devil has got a whole mass of people thinking that the world is flat. But these same people cannot believe that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, grew up, lived 33 and a half years, died on an old rugged cross, rose on the third day, conquered death, hell, and the grave, and given them the opportunity to be saved through the shed blood of Jesus. But they can believe that the world's flat. Folks, we're living in a world that is being deceived. And to be honest, we have to be careful because it tells us in the Word of God that, you know, to be careful because even the very elect of God can be deceived.
Yes.
You know, I read scriptures in John chapter 6, verse 66.
Yep.
Where it states, at that time, many of his disciples walked away and walked with him no more.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
To me, that is the saddest verse in the whole Bible. Mm-hmm. These people that had walked with Jesus, seen his miracles, seen the people that were healed, raised from the dead, and they walked away.
Yep.
Yes, you know, when we get all cocky and full of ourselves and think that we can't be deceived, you better watch out.
Yep.
I'm glad this morning that I know the way.
Amen.
I know the truth. And I know the life.
Amen.
And I want to go out and tell the whole world what I know.
Amen.
I don't want to keep it a secret. Amen.
Amen.
Does anybody got anything on their heart this morning before we dismiss? If not, CJ, you pray for us. Be sure to shake our visitors' hands on the way out. Tell me you love them. Bye to that.
Y'all worried about the knife.
So ever since,
I worked in today.